88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Dad, I'm broke.
Hey, broke. I'm Dad.
Dad.
Okay, don't you have cash saved up from babysitting?
No, I spent it. I want my own bank account from S&T Bank. They offer free ATMs, Zelle, and an annual scholarship. Plus, when I open a Smart Start checking account, I get $100. See? I'm responsible.
Hey, responsible. I'm Dad. Visit stbank.com/smartstart for details. Bonus available July 1st through September 30th, 2022. Opening deposit balance of $50 required. Member FDIC.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Lease. Today we're diving into the unsolved bowling alley massacre. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. Check them out today at poddex.com and use promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first purchase. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience or get more engagement, you're going to want to check them out today, poddex.com, and the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first purchase. And as always, if you want to be featured on an upcoming episode, you can send us a voicemail at 682-305-0483. Let us hear your thoughts on the episodes we cover. But now, let's dive right in to the bowling alley massacre in La Cruz. Hopefully I can say that right. Saturdays in the 90s across America, you could find bowling alleys packed with children leagues during the day, people of all ages at night having fun. Heck, coming from the small towns of Alaska, I ended up always going to bowling alleys a lot with friends. It was either that or going to movies. Fortunately for those at the La Cruz Bowling Alley in New Mexico, their Saturday morning brought armed shooters. Then February 10th, 1990 changed the course of history for them. It was a little after 8 a.m. and Ida Holguin was already in the kitchen of the bowling alley, preparing the day's lunch menu. Inside the office was day manager Stephanie Snack, working on adding up the receipts from the night before. Stephanie had brought her daughter Melissa Repass, 12, and her daughter's friend Amy Hauser, 13, with her that day. The two girls were going to work in the bowling alley's daycare center for the day. Around 8:20, a gunman walked into the kitchen and forced Ida into the office. There, another gunman was already holding the manager and the two young girls. Two men then made Stephanie let them into the safe. They appeared to take only $4,000, leaving some money behind. After getting what was assumed they came for, those in the office thought the men would leave. Instead, they opened fire, striking all the victims at least once in the head with 22 caliber bullets. Steve Turan, 26, an employee at the bowling alley, arrived just moments after the gunfire. He didn't see anyone around, so he headed to the manager's office and stumbled on the bodies and gunmen. The gunman forced him, along with his daughter Valerie, too, and stepdaughter Paula, 6, into the corner and shot them also in the heads. In all, they fired 25 shots into the victims, almost all at close range. After robbing the place and shooting all the victims, the robbers then set fire to the office, possibly to cover their tracks. Melissa was able to get to a phone and call 911 after having been shot in the head and body 5 times. The call came in at 8:33 a.m. Melissa, with a 911 operator begging for help, said, quote, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people have been shot. She told them the address of 1201 East Amador, then said she and the victims were in the office that was now on fire. Please hurry, it hurts. I'm the only one conscious. I'm holding my mommy. Now we look into the bloody scene. Detective Chuck Franco was one of the first criminal investigators on the scene. Quote, my first thought was what kind of animal could do this to kids. Police and paramedics arrived on the scene to find Steve Turan and his stepdaughter Paula, along with Amy Hauser, dead on arrival. Holly Turan was transported to hospital but later died that day. Stephanie, her daughter Melissa, and Ida all survived the massacre. Police immediately set up roadblocks around the area and deployed search planes and helicopters. Officers from the U.S. Customs Service and Border Patrol aided looking for the killers, but were never found. Stephanie's brother Steve told the police that right before the shooting, he saw 2 Hispanic men walking towards the front of the bowling alley as he drove by. He watched as the older man handed the younger one a small briefcase. Steve said that the older one stopped and squatted down as he drove past and looked over at him. Another witness, who was across the street on a ladder painting, saw the same 2 men. But this time, they were running away from the bowling alley, headed south. When questioned about the men who attacked her, Ida said that they had been there before. She remembered they had come in and seemed to be watching the customers and the daily operation of the bowling alley. What was the motive? Police wondered if it was indeed a robbery that just went horribly wrong, or something else. Either they planned to rob the place and then just enjoyed killing to shoot that many people, or it was made to look like a robbery to target one or more individuals that were shot. So what do we know about suspects? The first was described as being a Mexican male who spoke English. He was about 5'10 and weighed around 160 to 170 pounds, having brown hair and eyes and a mustache. Witnesses put his age between 28 to 34 at the time of the killings. Today, he'd be 58 to 64. The second gunman was also described as being a Hispanic male, standing about 5'6", weighing around 140. They said he had gray, white hair with brown eyes and spoke English with a Spanish accent. They believed he was about 48 to 54 in 1990. Today, he'd be 78 to 84 years old. Excuse me. It's amazing that even 25 years later, they're still receiving tips. Usually around the anniversary of the event, they come in, and as they come in, they actively pursue them, said Detective Amador Martinez. In 2016, Steve Turan's brother, Anthony. In 2016, Stephen Turan's brother, Anthony, spoke with the Las Cruces Sun newspaper. Quote, in this day and age, things like this don't go unsolved. How did we not get these guys? That's the question I ask myself every day. Numerous people saw these gunmen, so someone out there knows something, and they need to come forward. Police believe the robbers evaded being captured right away because they lay low in the area, and that they had help. As we move on and remember the events that happened, we look back. Bowling alley was sold a few times over the years before eventually closing down in 2018. manager Stephanie Snack, who initially survived the massacre, passed away in 1999 due to complications from her injury. Cook Ida still suffers from headaches and PTSD as a result of what she went through. Still holds out hope that the case will eventually be solved. Currently, the Las Cruces Crime Stoppers has announced a $30,000 reward for information leading to the men responsible for the massacre. You can call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or go online to nmcrimestoppers.org and give your tip. And that is all we have for this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. As always, please hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, and as always, you can find us on all major podcast platforms, including now Good Pods. Check them out today. Available on Apple and Android devices. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.